You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. zoneradio.co.za.
Ah, the fabulous Eric Clapton there with Change the World. If only we could change the world. And the reason I'm playing Eric Clapton is because I have Liam McDermott in the studio with me, and he's going to be talking about his new show that's coming on at the Cork Bay Theatre, which is called Layla, and he's going to tell us all about it. Hello, Liam, and welcome back to Zone Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it a lot.
It's great. I think you need to move a little bit closer.
A little bit closer.
There we go.
There I am.
That's a bit better.
All right.
So the last time we spoke, you were doing a show about Rodriguez.
Yes.
And that was phenomenal. I have to congratulate. Richard's just doing his thing here. Sorry.
I should have been more prepared. That's my fault.
Okay, no problem. So that was a phenomenal show, I must say.
Thank you so much. Thoroughly
enjoyed it. It was just absolutely fabulous.
Thank you very much. It was actually my first show that I've sort of created. And
yes.
Thanks to Vanessa Harris and Ashley Searle for letting me use their theatre. And
Yeah,
it was a cool experience.
It's a great theatre for these kind of shows, isn't it?
I have a soft spot for the Cork Bay Theatre. I think it's the best theatre around. Yeah.
And the sound is amazing as
yeah,
well.
It yeah, really is.
So, Layla, tell us all about, I mean, I know Eric Clapton and George Harrison are involved, but tell us why you decided to do Layla.
So, this sort of thing that we did with the Chasing the Sugar Man, we like to, obviously, I'm a musician and we like to perform the songs, but I didn't want to just be a band playing the songs to people. I want there to be a strong sort of story that's sort of going through, and Sugar Man was easy because it's obviously the Chasing the Sugar Man story.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'd done that and it was great, and then we were like, okay, we got to make something else. So then I just started thinking about what music I enjoy and if there are any interesting stories that go along with it, and stumbled upon Layla just came on, and I was like, oh, of course, Layla, Patty Boyd, George Harrison, Eric Clapton. And for those of you who don't know the story, it's pretty much a love triangle. Patty Boyd, George Harrison's wife, George Harrison, Eric Clapton, best friends. Eric falls in love with Patty. Ooh, trouble in the water. And eventually plays her the song Layla, which was written for her, which is a nickname he gave her from a book that he was given that was sort of helping him. He compared the two.
Okay.
Yeah. So Layla was his nickname for Patty Boyd.
Did George know this?
George found out about it, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, definitely found out about it. In the show, we're running sort of, we take it from the beginning. So we start on Hard Day's Night, George meeting Patty, and then we slowly go through the songs in chronological order as to how they were written. So we let the musicians tell the story through the songs that they wrote in that time, sort of how they're feeling. So the songs already tell a story. And then in between, we're also showing interviews of Eric Clapton, interviews of George Harrison about these things as they're going through it. So a lot of it is told by them through their music and through interviews and getting their personal experience about it.
Gosh, I'm definitely coming to that.
I wish I could watch it, to be honest with you.
I love both those performers. I truly do.
Yeah.
I actually featured George Harrison as a songwriter last Wednesday night.
Oh, he's incredible.
He wrote some incredible songs.
Absolutely
really
incredible. I mean, Frank Sinatra said that one thing about Something. It's one of the best love songs ever written, and not once in it does he say, I love you.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah. No, he was an incredible. He was my favorite Beatle, to be
honest.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yes.
Why is that?
Probably because he was the quieter one. He wasn't so flamboyant. But,
yeah.
But I preferred his voice out of all four of them. I thought he had the best voice. He was a great guitarist.
Fantastic,
he truly was. And as I said, he wrote some really great songs.
Yeah.
John Lennon was a close second for me.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're the Beatles. You know.
Yeah. But George Harrison, ooh, and he was damn good looking too.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yes.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
No, you have to.
Yeah.
Right. So when is the show starting?
We're starting next week. The first show will be the 20th. So that's Thursday next week. Next week, Thursday, 20th of June.
In June, yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, my head's going ahead of my voice, I think.
Yeah. No problem. I'm excited too.
Yeah. And what time does the show start?
The show starts at 8:30.
8:30,
yeah.
Okay. And how long is it?
So we're not quite sure yet.
Okay.
Because we've run it a couple times, but we don't know sort of the spaces in between, you know, with sort of audience responses and that type of thing. But we're looking at about an hour 20, an hour 30 minutes.
Wow, it's a long story to tell in such a short space of time.
I tell you, it goes so fast when we're doing it, yeah. And it's dynamic enough. You know, you're not just watching a band. There's mm-hmm. there's projection. There's a whole bunch of things happening, which make it something to watch.
Yeah,
for sure.
No, yeah. I'm definitely going to be booking for that one. Yeah, so who's in your band?
So it's the same band. I thought I'd stick with the good team. You know, mm-hmm. we had a good team last time, and I think that's going to be my team moving forward. So
yeah, okay.
We have Raven Huntsman, but instead on the sax this time, he's going to be on keys.
Okay.
Fantastic musician. Mm-hmm. Stephen Dennett, I'm sure you know Steve.
Yeah. Great bassman.
Great. And also good looking. No.
Yes. I hope he's not listening. I hope his wife's not listening.
Yeah, so
he is. Yeah.
We got Steve on the bass, mm-hmm. Gareth Christie on lead guitar, mm-hmm. absolutely phenomenal guitarist, mm-hmm. and Ray Adam Morgan on the drums.
Okay.
So. And then myself, Liam McDermott.
There we go. Yes. And you... Is this your baby? Did you produce this and write it and everything?
This will be my second show that I'm making.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you have a lovely story. I mean, you started as working in the bar at the Cork Bay Theatre, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And then you got to sing once or twice and got yourself noticed.
Well, it's actually, I have to thank load shedding. Yes. One of them. Few people that actually appreciate it. I was a waiter and the power went out and I was like, oh, there goes my tips. There's no atmosphere. There's no music. So mm-hmm. I was like, Ash, can I play guitar? And then his famous joke is, I don't know, can you? and then I played guitar for the crowd in the restaurant. And then Ash and Van were like, we got to put you in a show. And they have ever since.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you're not in the latest one with them, the Rocking the Bar, because you've obviously been busy with this one.
Yeah, I've been busy with Layla. Yeah, yeah. But there's a show coming up that I'll be a part of. So in August we're actually bringing back Chasing the Sugar Man.
Okay, great.
Just for a week. So mm-hmm. I think we're going to put those tickets up either next week or the week after that. So because it sold out last time, and so we thought let's bring it back. There's a lot of people still wanting to watch it.
And Rodriguez is so popular in
this
country.
He's the best. Yeah, yeah. No, he's the really best. Is, yeah. Also, we just love doing that show, and I think we're just never going to stop doing it.
Good.
And then once that's done, mm-hmm. Vanessa's cooking up a show that I'll be in it. Brad is going to be in it. Ash mm-hmm. is going to be in it. No further details at the moment. You're just going to have to wait and see.
It's always exciting to find out about the new shows because they're always coming up with something new and so are you now. So this is amazing.
I love it because we get to the rehearsal and I'm like, Van, what are you going to make me do this time? And it's always something interesting.
Yeah. So I'm really, as I said, looking forward to that one with Eric Clapton and George Harrison. How did you choose the songs? Was it just, as you said, just around love triangle?
It's all about Patty. So that's the thing about this one, whereas the Rodriguez one was aimed at, this is about Sixto Rodriguez. Mm. This show isn't about Eric Clapton, and it's not about George Harrison. Mm-hmm. It's about Patty Boyd.
Okay, there we go.
So we are only singing songs that are related to her. Mm-hmm. Something by George Harrison that was written for Patty Boyd.
Okay.
Eric Clapton bought Patty when he first fell in love with her, but didn't quite admit his feelings. He was still going to George's house. He bought her a pair of bell-bottom jeans mm-hmm. and, of course, bell-bottom blues. So we're going to be playing that song as well.
Okay.
Some other ones, like obviously Layla and then Wonderful Tonight. So all of these songs are about and all around.
And my favorite, Have You Ever Loved a Woman?
Of course, Have You Ever Loved a Woman?
Yes.
Yeah, we actually, there's a story that goes that once George found out about Eric's love for Patty, Eric ended up coming to George's house, apparently drunk, mm-hmm. Very dramatic. And the two best friends sort of faced each other. And instead of having a huge argument, instead of sort of dealing in words, George Harrison hands Eric a guitar and an amp. Mm-hmm. And the two of them have a guitar duel. So we're going to be using the format of Have You Ever Loved a Woman, that classic blues number. Mm. And for the purpose of the show, Gareth Christie, who's an incredible guitarist, will be Eric Clapton, and I'll be George Harrison for the guitar duel.
Fantastic.
Yeah, obviously, Gareth's going to win.
Now, George ended up divorcing Patty, didn't he?
She left him.
Oh, did she leave him?
Yeah, she finally left him. Yeah, he got very obsessed with spirituality and wanted to be seen or be like Krishna, who was often surrounded by beautiful young women. So George started surrounding himself with beautiful young women. And Paddy was like, I don't know about this. I don't know if I like that.
But George remarried and he had a wonderful wife that stayed with him right until the end. So it wasn't all lost.
No. And it made some beautiful music.
They did. And they ended up being good friends again, didn't they?
They were all friends. Yeah. Throughout the whole experience. I mean, George and Eric played together many times.
Mm.
Many, many times.
Yeah, they collaborated a lot.
Yeah, it must have been a very good guitar duel.
I've got one of these tongue-in-cheek comments that's coming from Rory. I always read them first before I announce it.
Oh, okay.
He says, I hope My Sweet Lord features, because if Eric Clapton moved on my wife, I would have sent him to him earlier pieces. I don't think My Sweet Lord features, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's a little bit after the fact.
That is much after the fact. So sorry, Rory, but
it'll be in the next one, Rory.
In the next one.
The what if.
But I hear what you're saying. But fortunately, it didn't happen like that. They ended up still being friends. So it is an incredible story. And they're both great musicians. So I think it's going to be an absolutely wonderful show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and this is kind of like what we're going to be doing moving forward. We're going to be creating these shows with a narrative. I'm trying to think of something to call it, like what sort of genre the show would be. And the first thing that comes to mind is sort of like a live music documentary.
Yes.
But it doesn't quite have a nice ring. I need something a little bit more concise. But that's pretty much what it is.
Pretty much what it is,
A live music documentary.
That sounds amazing. And you're going to sing a song for us, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What have you chosen to sing tonight?
The most appropriate song for this, and that's Layla.
Layla. Yes. Okay, so that's the title of the show. It's called Layla.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Liam McDermott. Live in the studio doing Layla.
What will you do when you get lonely? Nobody waiting by your side. You've been running, hiding much too long. You know it's just your foolish pride. Layla, got me on my knees, Layla, begging, darling, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind? I try to give you consolation. Your old man, he did let you down. Like a fool, I fell in love with you. You turned my whole world upside down. Layla, got me on my knees, Layla, begging, darling, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind? Just make the best of the situation before I finally go insane. Please don't say I'll never find a way. You tell me all my love's in vain. Layla, got me on my knees, Layla, begging, darling, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind? Layla, got me on my knees, Layla, begging, darling, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind?
Absolutely fantastic.
Just a little taste of what's to come.
Just a little taste. And that was amazing. Thanks. It's not easy to sing in a studio, especially when it's so cramped.
No, I'm a little bit cramped up, but it reminds me of my room when I was 16, so it's all good. It's all
I'm
perfect.
Sorry about that. We'll try and build a bigger studio for
next time. I like the challenge.
So the unicorn's come up with an idea. He says, you can call your shows Sonic Chronicles.
Sonic Chronicles. Mm. I like that.
That is nice.
That's very... That's.
Sometimes he gets creative, the unicorn does.
Thank you, unicorn. I appreciate you.
That's great. So that's just a taste, folks, of what you're going to get to hear at the Cork Bay Theatre. And I've seen Liam perform a couple of times now at the Cork Bay Theatre. He's a great... musician, he's a great singer, but he is just such a great showman as well. Which,
thank you.
Yeah, no, it's true. And there is a look of George Harrison there, I must say.
Yeah, I looked a little bit like Rodriguez and now I'm slowly morphing into George Harrison, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was trying to picture, because I heard you sing Rodriguez and I thought you've got the perfect voice for Rodriguez. So I was trying to work out how you're going to, and that was just amazing. You blew me away.
Thank you very much.
And as I say, Eric's one of my favorites. So, yeah, so if I'm impressed, then everybody's going to be impressed.
I'm excited for you to hear Have You Ever Loved a Woman?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that.
It's a banger.
Yeah. So it starts next Thursday.
Yes.
How long is it running for?
We're just going to do a two-week run.
Only 2 weeks, yeah, so people need to book their tickets fast.
We're just testing the waters, you know, dipping our toes in, seeing how people take it.
Is it on every night?
No, we're going to be performing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mm-hmm. The first week, so next Sunday, well,
yeah,
we'll be doing a show. Mm-hmm. But usually we're just doing Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So of the 2 weeks, there's literally, what, five shows?
So there's seven.
Seven, okay.
But the last Saturday has sold out already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, unfortunately. Fortunate for me, but unfortunate for you.
Yeah.
So book your tickets while you can.
Absolutely, guys. I promise you, you're going to have to book fast because I know the Rodriguez ones went very quickly
was incredible. Yeah.
So now just a little bit of on a side here. You were telling me before we came on air that you've just been blessed with a little baby daughter.
Yes, I've just had a child. Yeah. How
and
crazy.
You didn't call her Layla.
No, I didn't. I called her Indy because she's going to be in independent music, you know.
There we go. And it's a perfect show. This is the SA in Indie Music Zone.
Yeah, she's independent. Yeah, my little indie.
Oh, bless
her. Yeah, light of my life.
Yeah, 3 months old.
3 months old this Friday coming, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so everyone, buy tickets. Help me buy diapers.
Yes, diapers are very expensive,
yes,
folks. Feel sorry for Liam, please. And formula, not yet.
No.
Okay, yeah. All natural milk?
All natural mother's milk, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you two will have many, many blessed hours with her because
I know
it's very special when a baby comes along. You do lack a lot of sleep, though, don't you?
We're super lucky with her. She's
Are you?
Been incredible. Yeah, we keep talking to people that have kids, and they're just like, how dare you say these things to us? No, she's been incredible. Really, really. Now my wife's thinking about having three more.
Oh, wow.
That's the problem with having a good baby.
Yeah, well, then you're going to have to do lots of Sonic Chronicles to pay for
three
or four children.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my word.
Luckily, there's enough music in the world for me to do it.
Absolutely, yes. And so I assume your wife won't be attending the show, or will she?
We're trying to figure out a way.
There are babysitters out there.
They exist, yes.
Yes, so, good one. You have to find a good one.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely going to be a time where she is going to come and see the show.
Okay. Yeah,
at least just once. You know? She's got to.
No, she must.
She's got to tell me how I'm going to be better, you know?
Is she one of those?
She's the best, yeah.
Oh,
she
really?
Guides me through everything, yeah.
Oh, that's so special. Yeah.
I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her.
There we go. There's nothing like a good partnership, isn't there?
She's incredible.
Absolutely. All right. So I wish you so much luck with the show. Is there anything else you want to share with us? I mean, we don't want to give too much away because we want people to be a little bit intrigued and come and watch it.
Exactly. No, I think I've given you all that there is to say now without giving too much away for the show.
All right.
We're really excited about it.
That's great.
We started our rehearsals ages ago, and every time we get together, it's the most exciting thing we're doing at the moment.
Okay, good. And I just need to tell people that when you're booking your tickets, you go onto the Cork Bay Theatre website because that is the best way to book the tickets.
Yes.
And what I love about them is that the WhatsApp you get on the day of the show that you've booked for, you get told what time you need to be there, what you can do beforehand, you can go and have dinner, you don't have to, how to book your, because you don't book your seats as such. It's kind of a first come, first serve basis.
It's a first come, first serve type of thing.
Yeah. But I mean, wherever you sit in that theater, you can see the stage perfectly.
Well, that's the thing. It's not a massive theater. So even if you're at the back, is it the back really?
No.
You know, you're right there in the action.
And sometimes when, what's his name? The naughty one, Bradley. Is it?
Brad, yeah.
Brad.
He's naughty.
Yeah, when he's on stage, you best be in the back because you get picked on if you're in the front.
I like it when Brad picks on me.
I'm sure you do. Okay, folks, so you really need to book your tickets. Go onto the Cork Bay Theatre website look for Layla. And it starts next Thursday. It's only running for 2 weeks, 7 shows in those 2 weeks. So you need to book fast, and I'll be doing that tonight. Otherwise, I'm going to miss out.
Thanks.
Liam, thank you so much for coming in. And thank you for singing for us. Do you want to do another one quickly or not really?
Another one? Oh, then I'm doing the whole show for you.
Oh, the unicorn says, what are the price of the tickets? Do you know that?
They are 275 Rand.
275?
Yes, that's about one pack of diapers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we need quite a few tickets sold so that you can buy lots of diapers.
Mm, especially if I'm having 3 more.
Exactly. I don't know how long they last if you store them.
Kids, they last for ages.
You must get the washable ones. Yeah. Let's move away from plastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so 275, it's a steal. It really is. You'll have a wonderful night. It's a great experience in that theatre. And I think you're in for a really exciting show, folks. So.
Thank you.
Go and support them. And this is great local talent right here in our valley. So let's give them the support that we can. Thank you, Liam, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been wonderful having you, as always.
Yeah, I'll be back.
You better be. We'll hold you to that one.